Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District held a special Board of Education meeting yesterday to vote on an action item that would approve the board's selection for the next superintendent of schools. A unanimous vote of approval was held for a final resolution that would authorize the position of superintendent of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and negotiate a contract with Clayton Holland, the current district assistant superintendent of instruction. Holland spoke to the KPBSD Board of Education yesterday on why he applied for the position.
Really, because I care about this district and I care about this place. I care about the people I've worked with, both in the past and present. It really has to do with my deep care for this community, for the school district, for the staff, and for the students here. I want to leave this district. When I'm done, I want to leave this district at new heights. I'm not interested in managing a decline. I'm interested in leading us forward. I'm interested in bringing our students back. Okay, we're going to increase our enrollments, and we're going to continue to offer more options and move us forward in all directions. You know, I offer continuity to this district. People need to remember that we are still the number one district with all the measures in the state, including with our diverse and at-risk populations.
Also, in speaking to the board, Holland explained his philosophy in approaching the position.
I think a community wants a leader that reflects themselves. And by that, I mean they want somebody who's going to be a grinder. I'm going to use a hockey parallel with that. You know, I'm a grinder. I get in the corner. I do all the hard work. I'm okay with other people scoring and getting that. You know, I work hard. I grind. I care about other people. I care about the team. And I think that's the philosophy our community has, right? We all work hard. We care about each other. And they want somebody to reflect that in their leadership.
Peggy Erkenef, Director of Communications, Community, and Government Relations with the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, confirmed to KSRM that all of the candidates were called and learned about the board's decision and action to move forward to offer Holland the contract. She says it will be added to the February 1st KPBSD Board of Education meeting to approve after it's negotiated and Holland accepting the offer. Alaska has detected the state's first known case of the coronavirus variant identified last year in the UK, according to DHSS officials Tuesday. The infected person is a resident of Anchorage who traveled to a state where the variant already had been detected. The person first experienced symptoms on December 17th, tested 3 days later, and received a positive result December 22nd. The resident lived with another person in Anchorage who also became ill, both isolated and have since recovered. It was not yet clear if the second person was infected with that variant. In a news release, Dr. Joe McLaughlin, the state epidemiologist, said the discovery of the variant was not surprising, considering viruses have constantly changed through mutation. He said this is one of several variants that has been tracked because it appears to spread more easily and quickly than other strains of the virus. As of Monday, there have been nearly 300 confirmed cases of the UK variant in the U.S., according to the CDC. On Monday, Alaska reported to the CDC that the variant has been found. Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer, said it's likely the variant will be detected again soon. The CDC says the variant could become dominant here in the U.S. by late spring and could lead to an increase in infections. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.